أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن في هذا لبلاغا لقوم عابدين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained of the comfort and the treatment of the people of Jannah. Allah azza wa jal explained that they will be kept very far away from Jahannam. They will not even hear the slightest of sounds that will come out from Jahannam. Allah azza wa jal spoke of the day of Qiyamah and the biggest panic, which is the blowing of the second trumpet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the rolling up and the wrapping up of the entire universe. In ayah number 106 of Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna fi hadha, indeed in this Quran, la balaghan, is a profound message that is conveyed li qawmin abideen, for a people who worship Allah. When you come into what is known as ubudiyya, complete servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla said, then you will find this Quran to have a message, profound message, that is conveyed to you. Because then you submit and you surrender to everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from you in the Quran. You are an abd is slave of Allah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have not sent you except as a source of mercy for all the world. Al-alameen, for all the world. Not only for Muslims, not only for the humankind, but for the entire universe. We find that even animals, there are so many incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where animals benefited from the rahmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even non-human beings had benefited from the rahmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was indeed the greatest source of mercy that Allah had sent to us. Had it not been for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would not have enjoyed what we enjoy in terms of our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, and in terms of this beautiful Sharia and Deen that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had introduced to the world. So Allah reminds him that you are a source of rahmah, a source of mercy for all of the world. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahu wahid. It has been revealed to me that your Lord, that your ilah is only one ilah. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ So will you all surrender to this one ilah? فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا If they turn away and they do not accept your message and they do not abandon their God, فَقُلْ آذَنْتُكُمْ عَلَى سَوَاهِ Then tell them, I have warned you all alike. That is your duty and your responsibility, to warn them, to convey the message. If they turn away and they fail to accept and they do not wish to practice what you have brought to them, then let them know that you have warned them and you have done your duty, all of you, all alike. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message of Islam was not confined to a certain class or to a certain category or to a certain race. Ala sawa, all alike, every one of you. I have warned you all and I have conveyed the message and fulfilled my duty. Wa in adri aqareebun am ba'eedun ma tu'adun. And I do not know whether what you have been warned is near or it is far away. I do not know. But this is what you have been warned, this is what you have been told, this is what you are to expect in Akhirah. I do not know and I cannot tell you that it is near or whether it is far away. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of the statements that are made aloud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what is said out loud, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْتُمُونَ And He knows whatever it is that you conceal within your heart and whatever it is that you conceal within your thoughts. Nothing is hidden from Allah. This concept of being hidden does not exist before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is apparent to Allah. Whether it is hidden to us or it is revealed to us. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the knowledge of Allah azza wa jal, everything is open and everything is revealed in front of Allah azza wa jal. وَإِنْ أَدْرِي I do not know. ما Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and Allah instructs him to say to his people that wa in adri, I do not know, la'allahu fitnatun lakum, perhaps this is a test and a trial for you. This life, all that it is a test and it is a trial for you. وَمَتَاعُونِ الْلَحِيمِ, and maybe it is just some enjoyment for you up to an appointed time. I don't know for you what the outcome will be. Perhaps this entire life of yours, he addresses the mushrikeen and the polytheists, this entire life of yours, all it is for you is a test and a trial and some enjoyment along the way every year, now and again, up to a certain time. That's all. Imagine that that was all to life. That's why Rasulullah is such a great source of mercy for us, that he brought us the message. We accepted Islam for you and I and for the Muslims and those who have embraced the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through, of course, the grace of Allah azza wa jal. For us, life is not just about a test, a trial, and some enjoyment along the way. There's a greater purpose. There is a greater purpose. But imagine those, think for a moment, those who are bereft of iman, those who do not have iman. What is life for them? What happens after life? That's it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they tell them, I don't know, la'allahu fitnatullah. Perhaps this life is just a test for you, a trial for you, wa mata'un, and some enjoyment up to an appointed time, for some time in this world. Kul, qala, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet said, rabbihkum bilhaq, oh Allah, you judge by the truth, judge people by the truth, and on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, you will judge by what is the truth. وَرَبُّنَا الرَّحْمَانِ, our Rabb is الرَّحْمَانِ الْمُسْتَعَانِ, our Rabb is the one who is sought, from whom help is sought. عَلَى مَا تَسْتِفُونَ, against all that which you fabricate and against all that which you ascribe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.